Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth, and J2 is on here somewhere. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to turn this off. J2, Lord have mercy.
Big Mouth.
Okay, J2, you there?
I'm here, baby.
What's up? How you doing today?
What's up? What it do?
What it do? What's happening out that way? What's happening in D-Town?
Oh, man, that's a lot of things going on in Dallas, Texas. Since you in Chicago, Chicago keeping it alive.
As always. It's even warming up out here. It's getting
already.
A little
warmer. I heard we had a couple of big people out here.
Yeah, we do. But I want to fuss at you real quick because you messed my Zen moment up. Like, I was having a Zen moment. I was listening to Lucky Day, Ego, and you just messed all that up. And I was levitating.
I messed it up. Why you going to blame me?
Because.
How are
you
going to blame
me
about
that? It's your fault. So, let me talk about what we're going to do today. Today, I'm so excited because we have got two people that I have known for a long time and go way back with, and I'm so proud that they're here today and spending some time with us two goofballs, on What's Up. So we've got the well-renowned legendary artist, recording artist, I should say, Picasso is here. We got Picasso here, and we've got Turo with, I was going to say Rich Mind Records, but with Triple D Gear. I love Triple D Gear.
You know I wear Triple D all day, every day. We in Dallas, Texas.
Every day, all day. Well, we'll soon get to talk with Turo. And that's about it. Did you hear the news?
Man, I heard a lot of news, man.
We got a new Justice Ketanji. A black woman is serving on the Supreme Court for the first time
in 200 years?
Yeah, in 200 years.
Oh, what do you mean? 200 years? That sounds like slavery years.
Well, whatever you want. If you want to call it slavery years. Yeah, back then, 200 years, yeah. Today. They just confirmed
her
today. So.
What time they confirmed? Because I don't know if it was 2 o'clock or was it 12 o'clock.
I don't know the actual time, Josh, but it was this afternoon. What, were you asleep?
But she was confirmed today.
Well, yes, she was confirmed today.
Okay, baby.
So that's a good thing. She's a double Harvard major. She's just served on all circuit of Supreme Court. She's just qualified. And she's a black
queen. She's qualified. You know what? They kind of grilled her all through this process. They kind of like grilled her like she was on trial or something.
Well, she was.
Did you see the whole process?
Yeah, I did. And the Republicans, as usual, you know, do what they do. Let them do what they do because she's in there. We in there.
Yeah, we in there.
Why would it? Yep, she's in there.
Walk with it. But so they grilled her like she was like on trial or something before she even got in there. Did you see that on CNN?
That's what the whole proceeding was for, J2. It was for her to, in front of the, speak up in front of the council.
Right.
So that's what it wasn't. What is it? I'm getting messages all over the place. Anyway, so yeah, that's all it was. But the Republicans made it seem worse than what it really was, because years ago they had nominated her for other circuit court judges and other judgmanship or whatever you want to call it. But now this time they got a problem with it. And that's
But look. Okay, Bimel. But look, this is the first black woman.
Yeah, the first.
Ever.
Yes, forever.
So okay, can we say it again? E-V-E-R. Ever.
Ever.
You hear me?
You're so stupid.
That is so stupid. But they grilled her like she was on trial.
Well, they were going to do that. They were going to try to pull out.
Right. They were going to do that forever.
Oh, yeah. They made it harder than what it really was, because that last lady they put on there ain't no a doggone thing. So,
Righteous. That don't mean nothing, because if that was Donald Trump, they wouldn't have grilled him two or three times. They would have just go ahead and got him in office.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of, last week you were upset because Will Smith slapped his wife, right?
Well, you know my stance on that. Big mouth, you know my stance on that.
Okay, so J2, wait a minute. This week they said, guess what? Will is going into rehab. For what? You tell me what he's going into
rehab for. What?
He's going into rehab. He's going to rehab for slapping Chris.
I ain't going to no rehab for slapping a nigga talking about my wife.
Well, he's on his way to vacation.
Well, yep. He's going to vacation.
But
that means he's going to prison?
No. That's when you go to college. When you go to school. No.
When you go to prison, when you say, hey, I'm going on vacation, I'm going to prison. I'm going to prison.
Well, you don't say
he's going on vacation, that means he's going to prison for a long time.
No. You're mixing it up. Vacation is when he's going to rehab, because those rehab that celebrities go to don't do a doggone thing. They're just going to relax and get their mind right. They're going to levitate.
Okay.
Well, maybe not like I do, but they like to levitate. Now, going to prison is when you go to school. You tell him he's at school. He's in school.
Okay.
You get the difference?
Well, he's in school right now. He's in school.
He's in school.
Okay, we'll get Will Smith school. But Chris, what is Chris going? He's going to the after school program?
No. Where you get after school program? What's that?
Because Chris got slapped the shit out of his ass.
You're stupid. And no, he's not riding the short bus.
He's not riding. But look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Big Mouth. If that was my wife, without all of the rhetoric, without all the stuff that they've been saying about Jada and Will Smith's life, I would have did the same thing.
Well, they're saying Jada's a narcissist. But I'm not going there.
He's a narcissist.
I'm
going to
leave that alone now. As our grandfather would say, I'm going to leave that alone now. I'm done with it. You got to come from a woman's perspective. You know what? I don't know, because that didn't happen to me. I don't know what my reactions would have been. I'm proud of him for standing up for her, like I said last week. But at that moment, he could have waited till at the end of the show and pulled Chris to the side like he did, and then come to him as a man. He didn't have to get up in the middle of the show, walk up the middle of the thing, go slap Chris and then turn his back on him. No, that was disrespectful to a black man and to a man, period.
Okay.
And to the whole academy. But I'm
okay.
done with that.
Okay.
I ain't talking about that no more. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
You know what else?
Okay.
I'll tell you something else, because I don't want to hear nothing about Chris. What?
Putin against the Ukrainians. Putin killing these men in Ukraine.
Oh,
That's disrespectful.
He's crazy.
Look, I'm a military
I'm a Navy man. I'm crazy, so fool. I'm a nut. I know, it's very sad.
Navy man, and you know it's engagements of war. It's rules of war, and they are blatantly disrespecting the rules of war.
Well, we know that, and that's one of the biggest issues that they have with them, or with him, and how he's running this
war.
Yes, with Putin.
No, he's acting like the Stalin. He's acting like the Hitler. He's acting like the, you know, the Hitler of 2022.
Yeah, I agree. He's crazy.
I mean, he's blatantly killing people in the middle of the streets.
Yeah, in hospitals.
That is crazy.
In daycare.
That is crazy.
I know it.
Okay, what
people
do people think
nowadays
about that?
Are just nuts.
I don't think people are really understanding the rules of engagement or the rules of war.
The majority of people do understand it. It's people like him that don't care. You know, it's power. And the more power, the more money. That's what it is.
Yes.
I don't think he cares. He's like a sociopath. They don't give a hoot. I was going to say a damn, but he don't care. He does not care, and it's very sad that these people are, you know, having this done. And I'm not to say or play down things that have happened in elsewhere in the country, like, you know, people in Ethiopia who are suffering. I'm not playing that down, but this right now is a travesty that Putin is doing. Is a travesty.
Look, man, I don't think he'll be able to do that in the United States.
Well, we hope he doesn't do the same thing.
I think we would kick his MFing ass out of the United States.
Well, we hope that he doesn't do it. I know China has been testing out some missiles that can fly over here. So, I don't know. I always say we're in a state of Armageddon. I do. I'm not a religious person, but the Bible
does wars and rumors of wars.
Right, and didn't they say something in, what is it? I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a spiritual. I'm spiritual. I'm not holy.
Wow.
But
what
the Lord said, what the
Reverend
say?
Your body.
What the Reverend say? Oh, Reverend. Well,
the
Reverend, you know what? I'm about to cut into a commercial. And,
it's rumors of war.
Oh, Lord.
Let's look up Revelation.
Okie dokie.
You know what? I ain't going to get into it right now. I ain't going to get into it.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
You ain't going to get into it.
Let's talk about, Josh, JT, I have got to get used to calling you JT, but I'm about to cut to a commercial. And then when I come back, we're going to bring in the Vato to roll with Triple D here. I can't wait to catch up with him and find out what's been happening. What's the buzz? What's the happening? What's the I've been singing
what
all these weird old songs lately. Like, I woke up saying, I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. So maybe I was high. I don't know. I was levitated.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to go to a commercial, and I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll be right back, y'all.
All right, let's holler at him.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's beneath y'all.
Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. Lady Barber, I see you out there.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your girl, Big Mouth, always being the lady. And J2, where you at, J2? You there?
I'm right here.
You're right here. Well, I am. Oh, you know what I need to do before I move on? You know my memory is a little slow sometimes. But I need to, and this is to my heart, but I need to shout out Horse and Dickie of Glen Arden at 7905 MLK Highway in Glen Arden, Maryland, 20706. I had to say that. That's from my heart. What's up, Tank? All right. So we are getting ready to bring in the Vato. Do you know about the Vato? Me and the Vato go back.
Okay. Well, you told me about the Vato.
Yeah, the Vato and I go back, and I'm ready to chit-chat and find out all the good stuff
time.
That he's been up to. Okay? So, let's say, we're going to say hello to Turo with Triple D here. What's up, Turo?
What's up, baby?
What it do, what it do.
I'm so proud of Turo. What's up? The Vato is here. The man is here.
Right, Jim.
Hey,
right
Turo,
on, right
what's
on
happening?
Oh, I'm good. Y'all can hear me pretty clear, right?
I can hear
you. Yes, sir.
I can hear you.
Right on, So real quick, can I tease JT for a second?
What's up, man? J2, Dallas, Texas, living live right here, baby.
Right on. Well, listen, man, you sound like you're a little lost in the sauce, man, because we're from Dallas, but nah, we don't say that, man. We say the Triple D now, man. It's 2022, man. You got to get on your game now, man.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I agree.
No, okay, I'm always with Triple D, man. I need a hat and a shirt to represent the D-Town. Holly Hill, Oak Cliff, Texas, right here, baby.
Right. But we need you to hold the flag up and hold it Triple D. When you're paying your bills, you're paying to Dallas, Texas. That's what you're doing. But when you're out here in the sauce and you're out here on this hip-hop station and talking your shit, you know what I'm saying, you got to scream out the Triple D and hold the culture up to the standards. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm going to represent all day, every day, baby. You hear me?
Right on. But I'm just teasing you a little bit, you know what I'm saying, just to talk a little noise.
All right. No problem.
Turo, what's been going on? We go back to Rich Mind Records, and that's legendary in itself too. So once we moved on to that, you got into clothing.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
So yeah.
How did you make that transition?
Yeah. So Carla, we've known each other if you think about it, for over damn near 20 years now, 19
that
years
big
now.
That big mouth, big mouth. Carla, big mouth.
That's okay. Right, yep, right you're on, right about on. That.
Big mouth. We've known each other for over about close to 20 years now, man, and it's good to hear that she's still, you know, you're still doing your thing out here, you know. But you know, make a long story short, you know what I'm saying? Rich Mind, I ain't lying. Rich Mind Records has been an independent label, and we've had hits. We have a resume, you know what I'm saying, of a whole lot of hits that came out. In the midst of all that, you know, the Triple D culture, the movement that came out at that era. You know, what came out, and we dropped the Detour, the last album we dropped as a compilation with the logo, and then you know the streets, man, the streets, you know, choose to for who to be the superstar, you know, and the streets chose the logo to become the Triple D icon, the old Triple D badge of honor, you know, and the logo. So once we were able to see the opportunity to make it a business and make it a culture movement, man, we twist gears from, you know, doing music and then and going into the fashion industry. And thankfully, you know, this year is our 10th year, decade of the Triple D LLC corporation, man. So, yeah, we're very passionate about this Triple D movement. We're passionate about our Triple D culture, you know, and in the midst of all this good old stuff, you know, we've been having a whole lot of bootleggers out here, man, you know. That are lost in the sauce, man. That's why I was teasing JT a little bit, man, because I've been having to educate some folks out here, man.
Yeah.
You know, that they can just take the City Dallas logo and call it the Triple D, man. Now you wearing the City Dallas logo,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
What we got is the Triple D, man.
And
you
know
what?
Let me tell you, man, you know a lot of people who get the Triple D hats, you know, at the corner, you know, off the corner of the street, you know, you can go on the block in the corner store and get the Triple D. Is that you?
Hell to the nah, man. That shit's bootleg, man.
That's
all
not
that
true, man,
bootleg, man.
You know, everybody gets a Triple D from the corner store.
Well,
man,
that's
listen,
not
JT,
the
original.
I
give you $5 for every time you send me a link or a store that they're selling that bootleg shit, man. How about that, man? You make money while you out there looking for it, man. Right.
Is that what you think?
If it ain't got the official Triple D tag inside a cap or inside the shirt like you do with your polos or your Hanes or your G.I. Joes that you throw on, JT, man. Then it ain't got down. It ain't no official Triple D shit,
too,
man.
Baby.
For real.
It's J2, baby.
Well, I'm
going to J2,
man. J2.
That's
okay,
funny.
Well, let me ask you something. So is it the Triple D with the Oak Cliff sign or with the star in the middle? Because you know the difference. Is it the gang affiliated or is it just for Oak Cliff?
Nah, bro.
No.
Listen, bro. It's the three line with the star that's tilted 90-degree angle. If they got the cowboy star, it's a bootleg. If they got anything else in the middle of it, it's a bootleg.
Okay.
You got that now?
I got
you. Yeah. So what's happening?
As a matter of fact,
I need a shirt and a hat. Big Mouth. I need a shirt and a hat.
Oh, well,
JT, why you
gonna
ask Big Mouth if you got me right here on the phone? You go to TripleDGear.com. You can go to TripleDGear.com, J2, and it's right here. We'll deliver it to you within 24 hours. You ain't gotta ask Big Mouth for nothing. You right here in the city.
I got you.
We Gucci. We got you.
I got you. We in the city. Here in Chicago.
Exactly. You hermit. So, Turo, what's coming up with Triple D? What we got new coming up?
Yeah, what's the new thing coming up?
What
Come
should
on,
we
Tora.
Expect coming out of there?
Yes, sir.
So right now, like I mentioned, this year is our 10th year anniversary. And so what we're about to do on the next third or fourth quarter at the end of this year, or actually the summer, we're dropping the Decade Edition capsule, which basically shows you it's going to be like a little different, man. Every time we drop something, we always do something different.
Okay.
So every time you buy something, the next man ain't going to have – he might have – for example, we'll do a navy hat, right? You might have a navy hat, but I might redrop it the next season. But that next Navy hat, it ain't going to be the same way the one that you have. You know what I'm saying? So
every time
we drop, it's something always different on the product. So this time, well, when we're doing with the new Decade Edition, man, we're doing a metallic thread, you know, and platinum thread on our apparel and on our
right.
caps to show you the difference of what the special edition that we're dropping this season.
I can't wait because I still have an old classic that I wear, and I'm proud to wear it. I love my hat. Do you have things for women's wear?
Yeah, we had some women hats and stuff and some women tops, but they sell out so fast. But you know what? Let me just ask you something about Big Mouth. You know that you're the only one out of a lot of people that still have an original one that we first dropped. And you know them hats right now are going for $200 right now.
Put that on eBay right now.
No, I'm not putting my hat on eBay, boy.
I'm, put your hat on eBay, right?
No. I'm not even going to try it. I'm just going to wear it proudly.
For real, it's a rare, because we haven't did that. When we did that collaboration, when we first started, we did a collaboration with Lids Cap. So it's a fitted hat. And ever since then, we haven't been able to do it. Well, I mean, we have and we haven't. Been able to do another run with New Era, which we're working with this year as we speak. But that was the last time we did an actual fitted hat, so it's a very valuable piece.
Mm. Okay. Can I ask you a question? How long have you and Big Mouth been in business?
I've known the Vato. What did we say? 27 years.
I asked her.
Well, it started with Rich Wine Records.
Okay, you know that was I was just
right.
That. So, how long have you and Big Mouth been in Big Mouth?
Yeah, Jay too. We started. Rich Mind Records was the record label in which Carla worked for the label. So from then, when it started in 2004 until 2022, is how long I've known Big Mouth.
Gotcha.
Nah. Now you and I, J2, go back to the Southern Video
Vibe.
Before
Vida Loca.
Vida Loca and who else? Head Crack and Keenan and oh man.
Yeah.
And Marshall.
Yeah.
DJ Yella, aka
yep.
DJ Drop.
What are you talking about? Where did the nigga drop at? I wish I see drop.
You know who I'm
you know what's
hi
crazy?
To, y'all? Lex.
I did some records with drop.
You did some records with
him. J2. Yeah, you, what's crazy, J2, is you know what's crazy how, you know, they say that, you know, the strongest muscle in your body is your tongue. I spoke
right
DJ Drop up 2 weeks ago.
You know,
and,
I wish I could see DJ Drop right now.
Man,
right.
I
spoke him up, and holy behold, I was at a gym out in Rowlett, Texas, and guess who walks out through the bathroom door in the locker room, man? DJ Drop, man. My mouth dropped.
But you might know me as Josh and Dre. You might not know me as J2.
I don't know you as J2. I got to get used to that.
From Southern Video Vibe.
From back in the day.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. I remember I was just telling Josh about that. He don't know Big Mouth.
Yes, he do.
He don't know.
Oh, yes, he does.
I was talking to Drop about that, and when y'all had Southern Video Vibe was downtown in that small ass building, that old ass building on flow and shit.
Yeah. When
now,
I had the dreads,
you think he
bro.
Don't know?
Yeah.
You remember
I,
me?
I
promise you. You see me, you don't remember me.
Right. Well, if you see me, when she says the Vato, I'm the Mexican dude, man. I'm a Mexican dude that's giving hell out you, man.
Yeah.
That's the vato. Mi amigo.
You know Mr. Odom, right?
Of course. I know Mr.
Everybody
Odom.
Knows Marcelo.
Of course you know Mr. Odom.
Shout out to Marcelo.
You know Mr. Odom.
Who was the producer over at Southern Video Vibe?
Marcelo.
The producer's name.
Cedric.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
Marcelo.
Him.
Remember Cedric?
Yep, Cedric.
He used to do the animation. Yeah.
Right. I know the whole production crew, man. Believe me.
Bro,
I know me.
Well,
you definitely know me. If you see me, you'll know me.
And if you see
me,
you'll know me. You'll be like, God, dog. You'll be like, okay, that makes sense now.
Righteous.
Well, I just want to thank you so much.
Big Mal.
Okay. You got a big mouth. I am so thankful.
See me, man. I'm in D-Town. She's in Chicago. We talking.
Yeah.
Let's get it popping, pimping.
Oh, yeah. We definitely going to be getting it pimping. Popping with the Triple G.
J2.
He's one of our sponsors.
You're the Triple G, man. You're in the Triple D.
Well,
D-town,
I'm here in
man.
Dallas,
yeah,
Texas,
we're
man.
Dallas, man.
Yeah, but. Oh, Cliff,
Bato, thank you so much for taking time out and just talking with us. We're still trying to get used to this. I'm still trying to figure out how to do this keyboard, switchboard, or whatever you call it, correctly.
We're going to get together,
and I just really want to thank you for taking time out today and chit-chatting with us and letting us know what's up with the Triple D.
Well, listen, it was a pleasure for one. For two, I'm glad you got me here because I need to get used to doing radio interviews because a lot of folks know me, but they don't know me, you know, and so I got to get used to it, and this is a good practice for me and a good experience for me. For three, know that, Carla, the culture appreciates you and J2 for what y'all have done as pioneers here in the beginning of hip-hop out here in Dallas. Just know that, Carla, you in our documentary whenever I create this documentary about who, what, when, and where out here, man, for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, man, give me
for sure.
J. Joshua Watts on Facebook.com. You'll see my big-ass face. Joshua Watts,
no,
hit me
sure.
up, J2 2022 on Instagram, Big Mouth. Just make sure she made,
J,
I did
J,
all
J,
that.
J2, man, let me tell you something, man. You're a real Dallas, a.k.a. Triple D kid if you know about Southern Video Vibe, man. And believe me, man, y'all
man,
in the,
come
y'all
on,
y'all
man.
In the
look,
documentary
look, look,
for
Big Mouth. Everybody move, y'all, Southern Video Vibe, baby.
Hey.
Big Mouth, you know that, right?
Well,
okay. If
thank you so much, Turo.
He's a real fan.
Yep, he truly
bro,
is.
Bro, look
at him. I love him, and I appreciate
2022 Instagram.
Oh, plus,
everybody
else. That's, y'all use it too. All right, Turo.
No.
I'm gonna hit you up later, and thank
Turo,
you
look
so
up, man.
Very much.
I'm here.
Thank you. Brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. Stigma. Stigma. Grande. That was nice. I enjoyed that. I love talking to Turo. I love Triple D.
You know, so you know what? I think I know Turo. I think I've seen him before.
You probably have.
You know, I've been in the Navy.
Well, this next person that we're about to have on here, I swear, okay. I gotta play some music or something to bring him in to announce the legendary, the one and only, the man Picasso. We go back on that one.
Y'all hear me?
I'm going to try to play some music, though. Let me see.
What's
I
up,
think
man?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to play some music.
Okay, cool.
So
what up? What up?
You
what
in.
Up? How y'all doing out there?
Let me do this again.
Soundstripe.
There we go. That's for you, Picasso. Welcome,
I appreciate
welcome to That's What's Up. Oh, man.
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. And your synergy just took my, make my happiness do a crescendo, like a slow incline of happiness. Because you still got that, you still got that natural effervescent energy, bubbly. So it's good to hear. And I know who Josh is, by the way. I remember he used to have dreadlocks back in the day.
don't even do it. Because I was like, okay.
Now, but I remember
Josh
you, though, man.
So, y'all,
I know who you are, man. Yeah, you're a legend in these streets, too, in these DFWs. I remember you, man. When she tagged me in the post, she put your name, and I clicked on it. So I remember him. Yeah. So how's it going, man? Good seeing you, too. Good to be talking to you.
Right.
Y'all know who you are, man. I'm not.
You remember back in the day. Now, I brought Turo in, if he's still on the line. And he can chime in and ask questions if he wants to. Turo?
Yeah, from Triple D, Picasso.
What up?
Turo, you still on the line?
Hello?
All right. I think Turo put me
on. He hung up.
Right.
Okay.
So, anyway, we go way back. Man, you're just so creative. I don't know what to say.
Thank
I'm just
you.
So excited that you're here and that you taking the time out of your day to chat with J2 and I. I remember you with Red Room Records.
Red Room, yeah.
I remember Red Room. I remember that song. Was that your song or someone else's song, that sound? Agtown.
Jalo, you're talking about. That was on the Red Room, but that wasn't me. It was Jalo.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, it's called Where I'm From. If you came to the party, yeah, it was a Jalo song. Yeah, I did a lot of stuff with him. But, I'm still just doing me. I'm just being an eccentric hippie. I'm just in my own little world. I'm not bothering nobody. I'm trying to omit good energy, and I'm just being me. I've always been that way. I'm just older, and I'm more wiser now, and I can just make it. I have ways to concoct my ideas come to life better in this new generation. It was kind of hard to bring that stuff into fruition back in when our era, we was running, went down, and we was like the it people in Dallas, I say. You know, they had different seasons of different cool people. Remember, we used to be the cool crowd.
Right.
Like, I heard say Rich Mind Records and all that kind of stuff like that. DeVille and Jalo and Quint Black and, Headcrack and Keno and Super K.
Yeah, we from them days. We were in the old school.
It's a different era of people now. It's a new generation, But I love it, though.
We don't know what these niggas about.
Yeah, man. A lot of them, some of them don't know. Some of them don't care. But you know what? I just do me. I do me to the best of my ability, and I show love where the love is shown to me. Like y'all nice to me.
Picasso.
And,
Picasso, I want to ask you some questions.
Yeah, what's up?
Big Mouth wanted me to ask you a question. Okay, Big Mouth, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
What is your new project coming out? What are you doing right now?
Right now, man, I'm working on an album, which I've been BSing on. I'm an honest man. I'm an honest Indian. It's called The South Dallas Griot, which is a West African storyteller. I'm working on that. Okay. I dropped a video. I just dropped a video called Wichity's Kid with a puppy, with a ventriloquist puppy called Lil Peaky.
I saw that.
I love that video. It's so crazy. Matter of fact, she shared it on her Instagram and her Facebook page, and I appreciate Big Mouth for doing that. I'm doing that, and I got another project I'm working on too.
I appreciate that. I always liked your creativity, and if I can support that, I will.
I'm thankful.
Why you sound like you far away though?
I don't know why I sound far away.
But
that video, Wichy's Kid, that was kind of like the catalyst to start off everything. In that video, it's like an ode to people from that's brought up in the 70s, the Sesame Street. Wichy's Kids is doing his own thing. And I kind of brought that vibe back, and I'm transforming myself into Mike Tyson and the Michael Jordan and the C-3PO Obama. I'm just changing into a lot of people while I'm on stage. And it's the reason why Questlove from the Roots and Dora the Explorer, because it all fits. It all fits a piece. Like, everything that I say, I try to change into in the video. So I'm just trying to do some avant-garde. Even though we're from the South, everybody from the South ain't being ignorant and trying to shoot up guns and fight. That's not me. I'm a lyricist, and I try to be avant-garde.
Am I right, Picasso?
Yeah. Repeat that again?
About us. But we are still lyrical at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we got some bad lyrics. We got some dope. Like you said, I heard one of y'all say Headcrack. Headcrack, I just say Headcrack battle Craig G from the Juice Crew. That's Big Daddy Kane them crew back in New York. And it put on Craig G from the Juice Crew. I done seen me do stuff. I done seen Super K. I done seen Kino. You know, Rakim Al-Jabbar, the father and the son of the guy from Nemesis.
Right.
He had dope lyricists. So everybody from Dallas, they know. And which ain't nothing wrong with that. They think people from Dallas are... We illiterate or something like that. We got some dope DOC.
Exactly.
What better lyricist?
Erica,
come on. He's from DFW.
Erica, you
got to
mention Erica.
Right.
Erica Badu.
Right.
Yeah, her name. Yeah, before she started singing, she was Apple. Before she started singing.
That's right. She was Apple.
She was a rapper called Apple.
Got lyrics on their ass.
Who?
J2.
Oh, Lord.
J2, okay, I got you.
Okay, yeah.
You rap, I didn't know you rap.
Oh, man, you just...
Yeah, man, I'm
just
doing something to be different. I love being different. Like an addiction. Being different is addiction to me. So that's what I'm working on, a new album called The South Dallas Griot, produced by Big Hub, who, by the way, passed away. I gave homage to him in a new video. He passed away on February 7th. He didn't even get a chance to even be in the video. So I think his wife will let me use his beat machine to be in the video to represent his legacy. So I'm gonna make it my business to put that album out since we started on it. To keep his legacy going.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's
he passed away. That was very sad. It's diabetes.
Oh, God. We're not gonna have that. That's the one thing I don't have right now.
Yeah, rest in peace to Big Hub and Soul Food. They're the ones doing the album. And the album's going to be real. Like I said, it's called The South Dallas Griot. I'm basically telling the story of things I've been through, going through South Dallas and Dallas.
Well, where y'all be performing at so we can let people know, man? So,
when I do perform, a lot of times I perform in Deep Ellum just like everybody else. Deep Ellum is like the center place, like the mecca of music.
Do you know with Edgar Blue?
With who?
Blue?
Edgar Blue, the DJ Edgar Blue. Right there.
Oh, I never heard of him. No, I mean, don't disrespect you. I never heard of him before.
Okay, I need to introduce you to Edgar Blue.
I'm down to meet him. I just never heard of him. But when I do perform, it's mostly in Fort Worth or even Deep Ellum. That's pretty much it. Sometimes I might get a show here and there out of town, but most times that's Deep Ellum. That's where everybody go. That's
the
mecca of Dallas hip hop.
I do.
Come
I
on
do.
Down here.
I miss Deep Ellum so much.
Chicago.
I miss being over there at Harlow MXM on the corner of Main and Malcolm X. Let me shout them out because...
Yeah, you know where we at, Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so how you like it out there in Chicago? You like it out there?
Well, I'm getting used to the cold weather again, or really all the changes in the season. I'm getting used to that. But right now, it feels as if it's warming up outside. You can smell it in the air.
Okay.
So you can smell it. It's still cold. Yeah, it's you can tell the difference, but it's cold.
Okay.
And it's polar opposite of Dallas. I mean, right now,
chilly. I heard it last night. It was a little chilly. Believe it or not,
we in a warp right now. We chilling.
Yeah, Dallas is real moody. You got real moody weather. Like, it's hot, 90 degrees. Like, last night, it was like about 59 or 60. It was chilly last night, believe it or not.
Well, that's still hot. But, that's hot. 50 degrees here ain't the same 50
come
degrees.
Come on.
In
that.
No, it ain't.
Like a bipolar adolescent.
It's a moody girlfriend. I love you.
I love you.
In the same
mean?
Sentence. You can go swimming in Dallas, and it'd be a snowstorm by the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know, but it's just that's the kind of weather we have down here. But you know, but I love it.
Exactly.
I'm from here, and I really thank y'all for even just having me on y'all blog. I'm glad to be a part of this, the you know, the
man,
genesis of y'all show. And I wish y'all nothing but the best. Yeah, straight
up.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm
hey,
glad
man.
That you,
I mean,
hey, man.
You just took a few minutes and chit chatted with us, goofballs.
Oh man, no problem, man. You know, like I said, I thank y'all for helping me, and I mean that too. Like, how can you be mad at Big Mouth? She always been such a good spirit, such a ethereal, beautiful spirit. That's, you know, just
you
a kind woman.
I feel like, wow,
she
can't get it.
Always been,
wow.
And I appreciate it. She always show me love,
wow.
even when I'm just putting out videos just for fun. Sometimes I just do music videos just for the culture. She is still sharing. She shared a few of my videos, and I ain't never forgot that. That's why she had a hell yeah, I do it. So I thank y'all, and I appreciate it. And I got a new video. It's called Mr. Ferguson's Neighborhood. It's like the Black Mr. Rogers. Y'all heard it here first. And it's going to be shot by the same guy who did my Wichita's Kid, which is King Rawls. He the new man. He the new,
ooh,
he the new
okay.
man in town, King Huey Rawls. He dope. He dope, but he a young black brother. He ill. And matter of fact, he was featured in that Denzel movie, The Great Debaters. He got a little spot, like an inkling of a cameo appearance in that movie, in the classroom scene. His name is Huey Rawls. So, you know, I'm going to be doing another video of him real soon. It's going to be just as crazy as the Wichita's Kid video. So I just want people to watch that video and share it and get the views up. That's all I'm asking for right now. Because, you know, you can't put out an album you ain't got a big enough buzz. You know how that works.
Exactly.
Hey, nobody ain't going to buy it.
Hey, Picasso, let me get a verse of one of your songs, bro.
Oh, Lord. Plug,
you
plug,
real?
Plug.
I'm being real, Lord. I'm being live.
Okay,
plug.
Man. I didn't know you rap, man, but I didn't know you rap, but I heard you telling the other guy,
man,
you don't know who I am. I know who you are.
Mississippi, I promise you.
Don't you got a brother?
I promise you.
What do you promise?
Yeah,
now?
Okay, man, we hook up.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, don't you got a brother?
Don't you have a brother?
Is that your brother name?
Yes, Josh and Dre.
Yeah, I don't know that to y'all, man. I know you probably don't think, but I ain't fugazi like that, man. I remember, like I said, me, you, Big Mouth, Southern, we were the middle generation of really moving it around here at one point in time.
Okay, let me just break it down.
Real talk.
Let me just break it down. We
real
had a
talk.
Record deal with Rap a Lot. We had a record deal.
Y'all did? Oh, I didn't know that.
Back in that day. Yo, nobody know that. Nobody know that. Not even Big Mouth. We
well,
had a
now
big
we
ass
know.
Record deal.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Mouth, by the way, James from Eargasm told me to tell you what's up, by the way. He told me to tell you what's up. James from Eargasm.
What's up? That's what's up.
Yeah, he had nothing but nice things to say. But I told him I was going to do your show. He said, oh, man, tell us what's up. So, James is a good dude. He's doing T-shirts for, you know, FTC customs and designs and hoodies and all that kind of stuff. So,
nice.
I just talked to him.
I need a shirt right now.
Oh, Lord. What you
hit him up,
at?
FTC Custom. He did my hoodie. Do you see my Witchy These Kids video? That B-Nerd Hub hoodie and that Questlove hoodie and that JJ from Good Times Turtleneck. He did all that stuff for me. So, that's what James is doing now. Yeah.
Oh,
love him to death. Good
guys,
dude.
I got a special treat before we log off. My sister,
so
my little sister.
Do we get a
Liberia.
Hashtag? That's what's up, pizza, sweatshirt, and stuff. What we should get?
Stay tuned. I'm talking about my little sister. My little sister. Go ahead, my little sister. What's up? Hi, Sil.
But the
sister.
Hey,
Sil.
Sil.
Sil. Oh, Lord, she ain't even listening. I'll have to pull in later. Anyway, she ain't listening.
Yeah.
I just want to thank
you
for being here. And
Hey, but I thank y'all for having me, man. It means a lot. And before I go, I want to say rest in peace to my mama. She passed away a year ago. I love her to death. But if it wasn't for her, there wouldn't be no Picasso.
Man.
Her name is Catherine
man.
Moore. She died January 8, 2021. Everything I do, well, that's why you see in my video, that cat, I'm doing that. That's what they call a cat. So everything I do is dedicated to her. And shout out to my sister, Hanifa, my daughter, you know, all them, my daughter, Merced, out there in Palestine. So, but rest in peace to my mama. That's all I want to say before I go. Check out my new video, and I thank y'all, man. And I wish y'all nothing but luck on y'all new podcast. Real talk.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having
you. You're welcome, man. Have a good day.
Let's see if my sister, is still on here. I'm going to see if I can pull her in. Hold on.
Okay.
Still? Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, that's my sister. That's my sissy. That's my sister. Colombo. Colombo. Colombo on the phone. What's happening?
How
sister?
Is everyone? This is so good, you guys. I'm so impressed. I mean, I'm just happy to. I mean, it's nice.
Thank you. Well, we're still we're ever evolving. We're always learning new stuff and how to do stuff. So, thank you.
Yeah,
this is
our
official first podcast.
Kind of getting better and getting better.
I love it. The only thing is, I'm in Chicago, so I don't know these Dallas artists.
I get
Miss Big Mouth is in Chicago, but you know, she got Dallas Love. We just interviewed Picasso Triple D from Dallas, Texas. So, you know, it's a Dallas and Chicago thing, you know?
That's what's up.
That's me on the vocals, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that was you?
That was me.
That's hot.
I like it.
You like that?
I do like it.
Okay.
Now you need to put Big Mouth in on it.
Oh, no, you ain't got to hear my mouth, because you hear me all day, every day.
Does she get, what's it called, royalty or something? Or if you put her
royalty.
In on it or something like that?
Uh-huh. So I can get some money? No, because I don't look.
Y'all tripping.
I have to copyright it.
We try to get paid.
Okay.
royalty. She needs the royalty.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hey, and that I'll be listening to next week. Is it every week?
Yeah, well, we're supposed to be every week.
So I shall be
listening, and I will definitely share.
Oh, thank you, Sissy. I guess I'll be seeing you soon, huh?
Yes,
will
you
I
will.
I
just have to hop on here real quick. But we'll talk. Love you, and it was nice talking to you.
Oh, and please tell Miss Lady I said hello. I hope she's feeling better, all right?
I will.
All right. Thank you, Sissy.
Okay, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That was my sissy. Yeah, you better be glad you're married too. Wouldn't nothing be happening over here. We're gonna take a little quick break and listen to some music. Hey, what?
Do you think we had a good show today? That was a great show.
Yeah, I think it went really good. I think we still have some learning to do, some growth, and I think it went kind of well.
Okay. I think it went really good.
I think you do too. Let me see if I can play this music real quick.
Okay, what you got?
Sounds
good.
That was cute. I was about to freestyle. I was about to freestyle on you with that one, Big Mouth.
You getting ready to freestyle? Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. You know I can do. You know I do that.
You do that?
Yeah, I do that.
You do that? Well, go ahead. Go ahead and freestyle for a minute before I.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey.
Well, you are supposed to be able to perform at any moment. At any
and we
use
in the tour role, Triple D from Dallas to Chicago.
Oh,
we
Lord.
Can get it from here until never worry. Don't be motherfucking. Oh, okay. Well, it was up. Hold up. I don't want to get
yeah.
Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
I do street rap. I'm sorry.
Oh, you street rap. That's street rapping?
Yeah, I do street rap.
No.
But I can keep it contemporary.
Oh, yeah.
On the contrary.
Well, next week you get a rhyme ready. Because you're supposed to be able to, on the spot, start performing if somebody says, well, let me see what you got.
I'll get you ready.
Because I just watched The Fool the other day in front of KRS-One talking about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, something.
Oh, man, don't do me. I can go from A, B, I can go do the alphabet. I can do so many soliloquies from the A, the B, the C, the D, like Papoose
like
did with Remy Ma. You hear me? You
yeah.
don't remember that? What Papoose
that
did with Remy Ma
ago?
When she got out of jail?
That was about 2 years ago,
You
wasn't
don't
it?
Remember that?
I remember that.
You remember that when Papoose did with Remy Ma, before Remy Ma got out of jail?
Yeah, I remember that.
When he did the ABC. But I can do a Dallas style, not New York. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to fix you up. I'm going to make you a mix. How about that? I'm going to make you
okay.
a mix.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna make you a mix.
It sounds like
ready
we only got
okay.
92 seconds left. Let's say goodbye to everybody before I roll out and play our.
Okay, let's get Lana to roll.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The Vato was here. The man right here. And
the
Picasso,
man right here.
And Picasso. That was
and
great.
And Picasso, my man from D-Town. Picasso, I want to see you in the city, man.
Okay. Well, all right, Jay,
okay.
too. I guess I'll be chatting with you again next week. Same time, same bat station.
Same place.
You got it. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yeah.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.